And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Marnie Yule.
Hey, and good afternoon, and welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQNA. I know what you're thinking. This is not Marnie Yule. No, this is Matt Zurcher filling in for Marnie Yule, and this is kind of a roundabout way to explain why I'm doing it again for the second week in a row. Well, this morning was the quarterly breakfast for the Chamber of Commerce, and you know, there was an event this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Boys and Girls Club, and Marnie didn't think she might be able to make it to the radio station today, so here you are with Matt Zurcher once again. So it is always a pleasure to be with you here on Talk of the Town. We, as usual, have a great show ahead, and we have just run down our guest list here. Jerry Ferguson, he is with the Prescott Valley Police Department. He's going to be talking about Project Lifesaver and a little bit about National Night Out. And then we have Hope Hooper. She is with the Town of Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation Department. And then on the Chamber Spotlight section of the show, we have Tim Babcock. He is the owner of TB Relationship Coach. And also we have Brenda Heath. She is the owner-broker of Bear Creek Real Estate and Property Management. Now, a little bit about me real quick. You know, I always like to say a few words about myself just because you need to know who I am a little bit. Matt Zurcher, I am on the Central Yavapai Fire District Board of Directors, as well as the Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority Board of Directors. And I serve on the Planning and Zoning Commission for the Town of Prescott Valley. I am the chairman of the commission. Aside from that, I during my day job, I work for Bolt Internet. Bolt is the only locally owned and operated internet provider in the Prescott area. If you have any questions, if you've been out, you know, without internet service for a couple days, that type of thing, that typically is something that happens around monsoon season, hey, give us a call, 928-717-2658. Aside from that, you know, if my wife is listening, hi, honey. And I forgot to do that last week. And with that, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private, with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hey, and this is Matt Zercher filling in for Marnie Yule. And with me in the studio is Jerry Ferguson. And Jerry is with the Prescott Valley Police Department. He is what we call a community services officer. He's also the public information officer for the Prescott Valley Police Department. So welcome to the show, Jerry.
Thank you very much, Matt. It's an honor to be a part of you.
So we are going to be talking about Project Lifesaver and a little bit about National Night Out. So, go ahead and tell us what Project Lifesaver is.
Project Lifesaver is a locating device where we can attach a transmitter to the wrist of those who tend to wander and get lost and not know how to find their way home. We have reception equipment in the department, so when we're notified, we're able to take the equipment out. And generally speaking, we can notify or we can locate them within 30 minutes or so normally. In the process of getting the bracelet attached, we do a full interview with them to find out what they are capable of not knowing and where they're going, familiar places and things of that nature. But the fact that the bracelet that they wear is like a watch, sends out a signal 24/7. It's a waterproof bracelet, so they can leave it on all the time. And we're encouraging the caregiver to make sure that the client has that bracelet on all the time. And the caregiver makes a commitment to the police department that they will daily check the signal that is coming off the bracelet to make sure that it is. If it isn't, then they contact us. We go out. This bracelet does require a battery change about every 5 to 6 weeks. Today we went out to a 78-year-old lady and replaced the battery in hers. She's had her bracelet on for probably about 6 months now, but every 5 or 6 weeks we'll go out to all of our clients and change the battery. The bracelets are a service to the residents of Prescott Valley, so they belong to the police department. When they're no longer needed on that particular client, then they come back to the department to be recycled and then put onto another client. And it just helps them have more secure feeling about their loved one. It helps us help them, and it helps us help ourselves, because we don't want people out wandering and not know where they are or the increased time it takes to locate them if we don't have a signal coming off of their body.
You mentioned this is a service to the residents of Prescott Valley. So is it a free service? Is this something that's provided free of charge to whoever needs it?
Yes. The police department has applied for grants. We've received a couple of grants. We have 14 bracelets total that we can put on. Right now I have 4 clients, and so we have 10 that are available to go on. These bracelets, because they are reassigned, I've had one particular bracelet that's been on 5 different people, so we've had several clients over the time we've had this program, but it is provided free by the department and no cost to the caregiver or to the client that has the bracelet on.
And this is a national program that I was reading up on, and so I want to make sure that our listening audience knows that, in terms of, yes, people who wander, but this is geared towards people with dementia. epilepsy, Alzheimer's, autism, Down syndrome, and other related illnesses where people could potentially wander off and forget where they are, correct?
Exactly. That's what it's designed to be for. If they're in a secure environment where there's no tendency to wander off, then we recommend that no bracelet be put on them. But if they're in, and 80% of people with Alzheimer's, for instance, live in private homes with family members. And so that's why we're primarily targeting those who have loved ones living in their home and need to have some kind of assistance in keeping track of them. There are ways, both with the Alzheimer's Association and dementia organizations, that tell you how to safeguard your house so that they don't have a tendency to get out as easily. But there are those that still tend to want to go out and find a way out. And it's important, if we can, to have some kind of a locating device on them so that we can immediately be notified and get into action and help locate them.
And what Jerry's talking about has actually happened actually within my family. My grandfather is 91 years – well, he's 92 right now, but when he was 91 last year, he got out of the house and wandered off. This was before 6 o'clock in the morning, and it ended up causing, you know, a silver alert and so forth, because they were, you know, multi-agency response trying to find where he was. Thankfully, they did find him, and he wasn't too far away, but it still ended up being, I hate to say it, a drain on resources, because it was a multi-agency response to try to find somebody who wandered off.
But it's also nerve-wracking to the family members.
Yes, absolutely. It was very nerve-wracking. It was very we're like, oh, my gosh. And it was, you know, it happened so quickly, word and so forth. You know, got out, but it was a very frightening experience. But, you know, definitely, and I hate to use the phrase drain on resources, but by having one of these bracelets, that would prevent something like that, because we would be able to track them.
The average location time nationally for people who wander and they don't know where they are takes about 13 hours plus all the manpower to do it, both family as well as paid government people. Generally speaking, if they've got a bracelet on, so far we've been able to, within 30 minutes to an hour, been able to locate people. So it definitely saves money, but our greater concern has to do with the safety of
absolutely.
The people that are involved.
You're absolutely right. It's about the safety involved. I'm not necessarily even talking about the financial aspect.
Right.
I was talking about just manpower, because
Correct. You
are, you know, if someone's out there looking for hours upon hours, that means, for instance, maybe a fire engine or a squad car is away from, you know, doing something else to basically devote their resources to finding someone who's wandered off.
And take law enforcement, for instance, out of their availability to respond to other cases that you can't say more important, because nothing's more important than life. But if you're looking for someone in kind of a red alert type of situation, and then you end up with a bank robbery in progress or an assault in progress, those are just as important for safety. And when you have no officers available, I've heard our dispatchers regularly say, if you can break loose, go here. If you can break loose, respond to this one, or check with the supervisor and say, how can we cover these various calls?
And so if somebody is out there that definitely needs one of these bracelets, what do they do?
Call the police department. They can either call our dispatch directly, which is 928-772-9267, or then call my office directly. My direct desk line is 928-772-5114. And if I'm not at the desk, just leave a message and we'll follow up and give them contact on that.
And they can also go into the department itself, correct?
Yes, and get information on it anyway. We have a application that we fill out. Our main concern is, are they prone to wander? If they're not prone to wander, then we're saying, why do we want to put the bracelet on? But if they're prone to wander, then we fill out this application. It gives their client's background. It gives the caregiver's background. It gives the medical background and all of those information. And we have that included into a computer software program, and they're assigned a particular number, so that if this person does end up missing, we can pull all that data up. We'll have a photo of them in our material, so that we can get that out to first responders. Say, here's who you're looking for. Here's what they look like. And it just helps tremendously in doing that.
And I imagine these bracelets are very hard to get off, too, correct?
Yes. They're kind of like hospital bracelets and usually requires something sharp. So we normally we will put them on the strong wrist because some people have more difficult time coordinating a cutting device with their weak wrist. But we also encourage the caregivers to make sure that cutting devices are not available to them. But you can't just rip them off without, you know, using a lot of strength that normally older people don't have. So we'll cut the bracelet off, put the new battery in, put a new bracelet on, and it, you know, starts as if it's a first time.
And as Jerry said earlier, as you said earlier, you only have four clients right now that have these, correct?
Correct.
So there's plenty of availability out there for anybody.
I have 10 available right now. And last week or 2 weeks ago, I had five. And you have to understand that people cannot be forced to wear these. These are offered as a service. And so I had a bracelet on a lady who had wandered three times in 3 days, and her husband was in the hospital, and he gave permission for us to put a bracelet on his wife. And she wore it for a month, and last week came to the department with her husband, said, "I do not want this anymore. I've had it on for a year. Take it off." So we obviously removed it. So that's being recycled now.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Jerry, but when we get back, I want to, you know, follow up with you with regard to National Night Out. And for those of you who don't know, National Night Out is next Tuesday. That is August 6th. And
7th,
excuse me. Okay, my gosh. Thank you, Jerry. I wasn't looking at the calendar. So August 7th, it's next Tuesday. So that I did get right. It's an event in the community, multiple events. And when we get back from the break, Jerry will kind of just give us a rundown of what it is and so forth. But we'll be right back, and you'll be listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQNA. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Bros. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
The Corporation Commission is a mess. Lawsuits, infighting, drugs in the bathroom, FBI investigations, criminal indictments. Meet the solution. Conservative Republican Rodney Glassman. Glassman's an Eagle Scout, husband, father, a practicing attorney, has a PhD in arid land resources science, which is basically water, and he serves as a major in the U.S. Air Force JAG Corps Reserve. Glassman's a proven conservative with a comprehensive plan to restore integrity to the commission, and he has real-world experience in land and resource management. Visit RodneyGlassman.com to learn more. Folks, the Corporation Commission is broken, and 4 more years of more of the same makes no sense. It's time for a conservative change at the Corporation Commission.
I'm Rodney Glassman, and my conservative campaign is about restoring integrity and putting ratepayers first. The establishment has failed us. I ask for your vote in the Republican primary.
Paid for by Glassman for Corporation Commission.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hey, and this is Matt Zurcher. You're filling in for Marnie Yule here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. So we're going to get back with Jerry Ferguson in just a second to talk about National Night Out. But also now in the studio, I want to welcome Hope Hooper. She is with the town's Parks and Recs Department, Parks and Recreation Department. Excuse me, I'm Parks and Rec for, you know, those of, you know, being, you know, or up on things. So welcome, Hope.
Thank you.
So we're going to go to talk about, you know, National Night Out. And National Night Out is next Tuesday, August 7th. My apologies for my faux pas earlier. And it's, from what I know about National Night Out, this is the 35th anniversary of National Night Out, and the town's been participating for quite some time with
many
National
years,
Night Out.
Yes.
And so take it away. Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen next Tuesday.
National Night Out for next Tuesday is going to be a series of block watch parties. We have a strong block watch organization within our town itself. And the block watch are where citizens organize themselves to know about themselves and keep an eye on their neighborhood. So if there's any activity that's suspicious, then they'll notify us. But it is a totally citizen-driven, citizen-organized group that began as a result of an unfortunate incident several decades ago in New York City, where there was a crime and witnesses all over, but nobody called. And from that, their block watch program began, then it enlarged, and said, why don't we just do a national night out and let that be the annual focus on this kind of a program. So there are parties, get-togethers. Because it's done by the citizens, it's up to them what they want to do and where they want to do it. So in Prescott Valley on August the 7th, we have a total of 15 different groups that are meeting throughout the town that are just going to have an evening. And in those evenings of celebration, town councilmen will show up, police officers will show up, police rank will show up. You can't guarantee who's going to be where because they'll travel around to different ones to make as much contact with different citizens as they can. But again, it's just a citizen-driven program that we stress every year for people to get involved in. And if they live in a neighborhood that doesn't have a block watch organization, see if they can develop one.
And then, you know, kind of piggyback on what Jerry was saying, I live in Pronghorn Ranch, and for the last couple of years have been heavily involved with their National Night Out event. You know, of course, aside from, you know, elected officials, police officers, you're going to have firefighters there. You're going to have other town staff. I'm sure you, Hope, are probably going to be, you know, going around, you know, potentially to around and about the town to some of these mm-hmm. events. So I can tell you that it is a great time just to come out and if you, especially if you've never had a chance to meet any of your fellow, you know, of course, typically, a lot of our police officers, a lot of our firefighters live in the town. And so, you know, really when it comes down to it, come out to meet your neighbors. Come out to meet, you know, the people that serve your community and the police department and the fire department. So, and of course, you know, your elected officials, I'm sure that's important to know, you know, as well. But, you know, it's just a great event, and, you know, thank you, Jerry, for telling us a little bit about the background of it.
If I can add to that, though, because it's the very same day at Chick-fil-A, talking about citizens coming out to interact with officers, that's right. Our annual Coffee with the Cop that we do every month at a different restaurant. And so that day from 11:30 to 1 is going to be Coffee with the Cop, and then come out that evening for wherever you're block party is, and don't eat breakfast, come to Chick-fil-A for lunch, and then don't eat dinner, go to all these parties and taste everybody's.
What time is Coffee with the Cop on Tuesday, Jerry?
Coffee with the Cop will be 11:30 to 1 over the lunch hour period. Okay. At Chick-fil-A. And it, each month we do a different restaurant. We'll do different times, different days. So we publicize it. It's in the news media, social media, and things of that nature.
And so if anyone you know, it wants more information, I'm familiar with it because I follow it. But Town of Prescott Valley Police Department has its own Facebook page. And
yes.
They are great about posting their events, such as Coffee with the Cop, National Night Out. And so that definitely, I would say that's probably one of the better venues to visit, correct?
Very much so. And if they've never checked to our Facebook, just go to Prescott Valley PD and look at the Facebook, because there's all kinds of information. There's media releases in terms of if we're looking for anybody or what the news is or something of that nature. It's also on that media.
All right. And so, Hope, welcome. And
Thank you.
Welcome to the show. And Hope is on to talk about a very important event coming up here at the end of August, and that is the big, how can I say, you know, birthday party for, thank you, birthday party for the town of Prescott Valley. The town of Prescott Valley is celebrating its 40th anniversary. So we incorporated as a town 40 years ago in 1978. And yes, for those who were probably wondering, that's before I was born. And yes, that was 40, but I'm not that far behind, you know, I'm almost there. So, but welcome to the show, Hope. And,
thank you.
Tell us about the big birthday bash. Are we calling at the Pinnacle Weekend at Mountain Valley Park?
Yeah, actually, it's going to be at the Civic Center.
Civic Center,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, so on August...
Oh, my apologies. I was looking at Mountain Valley Park because of the splash schedule for August.
Oh, yeah, we have that too. I'll talk about pool schedule in a minute. But for the Pinnacle Weekend, it'll be at the Civic Center, and it's August 25th and 26th, and we'll get things going at about 9 in the morning each day, and we'll have all kinds of stuff going on. So we've got live entertainment with bands, magicians, comedians. We've got school groups that are coming in. Miss Sue, who is one of our instructors, will have her ballet and tap students perform, which are, they're super adorable. They're the real young kids, so they do a great job too, of course. And then we are going to have an antiques show and a trivia show, kind of like Hollywood Squares. So there's going to be a lot going on. There's a car show. There's food vendors. There's a beer garden. There's all of our sponsors will be there. We'll have vendors from local businesses. We'll have artists. And it's just going to be really fun.
And she forgot to mention fireworks.
And fireworks.
Just add those to the show for the 40th anniversary.
Yeah, and it's actually going to be, or so I've been told, so if someone lied to me, they're in trouble, but I've been told it's going to be the largest fireworks show that's ever happened in northern Arizona. Yeah. So, woohoo!
I've also been told the same thing.
Yes, yeah.
We'll keep the fire department on standby.
Yeah. The monsoon season.
Well, it has been. It's been raining a lot, so yeah, I don't feel too concerned about lighting those things off. So, kind of give us the schedule of events, please.
We have on Saturday is when we're going to have the Hollywood Square show in the afternoon. We'll have a gospel choir showcase on Sunday and the Antique Roadshow on Sunday. And then we have some tribute bands that are going to be playing. There will be an Heart tribute band, an Ava tribute band on Saturday. And then we also have one playing on Sunday. And I apologize, I didn't write their name down. But they're going to be really good. We're working on getting a band to open for them. They haven't signed a contract yet, so I won't say their name on the air. But they're a very talented local band that was recommended to us by our favorite sound techs, Prescott Pro Sound. We're also going to be having a cowboy church service on Sunday, and Prescott Valley Florist has agreed to provide us with bouquets and boutonnieres for our brides and grooms. And if you want to renew your vows on Sunday, you can do that as well. So that's a pretty cool opportunity.
And also get married, correct?
Yes, you can get married. We will have the judge there to take care of that for you, and then you can spend the day celebrating with all your friends and neighbors, which is pretty cool.
What time is that?
I believe that starts at 10 a.m. And our schedule is going to be posted on the website very soon. So we've been working on finalizing everything. The 40th anniversary committee that's working on this event has been working very hard, and we have a lot of elements that they're bringing together. So keep an eye on our website for that, as well as the Facebook. We're also going to have brochures that are going out. Heidi Foster has been doing a great job with those. So we're looking forward to those coming out very soon. And you can find a schedule as well if you look in the ValPak that's getting mailed to you. My husband and I just opened it the other day, and we saw a beautiful little flyer for the 40th anniversary event. So make sure you check that out, because there's a preliminary schedule on there as well. And the car show is on Saturday, so make sure you come on Saturday for the car show. And we'll have the food trucks, the vendors, and entertainment both days. Hero Party Rentals will be there both days as well. So their wristbands are $15 for all day for the kids to play. And they're going to have a lot of bouncy castles out there and other activities as well.
So both days, Saturday and Sunday, mm-hmm. at the Civic Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then fireworks show at the Civic Center as well. That I believe is that Mountain Valley Park.
Well, we'll be setting them off from the park, but okay. Watch them from the Civic Center. So we actually, when we do our 4th of July show, for folks that call the department and are like, I don't really feel like dealing with the park, we encourage them to go to the Civic Center. Because this event is taking place at the Civic Center, we encourage you to stay there. Keep enjoying yourself. The last tribute band will play, and then we'll set the fireworks immediately off after that. And we're going to be turning off the lights, so it'll be a great view from there. I promise that you can see them perfectly from the Civic Center. So don't waste your time going to Mountain Valley Park. Come to the event. We want you there.
Well, Hope, when we're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we'll definitely talk about the Mountain Valley Splash schedule, and then a few other details with regard to the 40th anniversary for the town of Prescott Valley. And so with that, we're going to take a quick break. You've been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, on KQ&A. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our timeless beauty, Desert Willow.
Large, fragrant burgundy and lavender flowers appear in big, bold clusters all summer long.
This unusual water selection is prized for its long bloom time without setting the usual seed pods.
The flowers are highly attractive to hummingbirds, 100% Arizona native, and just $49.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love their native plants to bloom, they love to shop.
The people of Arizona sent a clear message. Illegal immigrants should not be allowed to vote in our elections. But Secretary of State Michelle Reagan didn't listen. Reagan caved to liberal special interests. She agreed to overturn the Arizona law that requires proof of citizenship to vote. That's right. Michelle Reagan made it easier for illegal immigrants to vote in federal elections, putting our elections at risk. The Arizona Republic called it a clear victory for progressives. It's a disgrace. Fortunately, there's a conservative choice for Secretary of State. Republican businessman Steve Gaynor. Lifetime NRA member. Pro-Trump Republican. Steve Gaynor is running for Secretary of State to protect our elections and stop illegal immigrants from voting. Strong conservative leadership. Republican Steve Gaynor for Secretary of State. Paid for by Steve Gaynor for Secretary of State, LLC. Authorized by Steve Gaynor.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities, and so is music and the arts. I saw on the news recently that some people in the Phoenix area actually read to and played their favorite music for pets in local shelters so that they wouldn't be scared by the sound of 4th of July fireworks. So it's a natural that Olson's supports the arts and encourages you to attend the 31st Annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, August 9th, 10th, and 11th. As in the past, it'll be held at the beautiful Yavapai College Performing Arts Arts Center. If you've never been, you have to do it. The talent on display, both poetically and musically, is awesome. The performers magically put a human face on ranch life because they've lived it. It's amazing how much sense they make. Last year, roughly 3,000 folks attended. They came from the Prescott area, other parts of Arizona, surrounding states, and as far away as the East Coast. For tickets and info on free to the public day sessions, go to azcowboypoets.org. And remember, folks, good enough just isn't.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining Talk of a Town, Prescott Valley. I'm DJ Phone with your check of KQ&A, local and state news and weather, brought to you by Affinity RV. Monday night's violent storm may have claimed a casualty in the Sun City area.
The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office says as the storm raged, a condo complex fire in Sun City broke out around 9:30. An 89-year-old woman was pulled out from the flames in her unit, but it was no use. She died at the hospital. MCSO believes lightning may have sparked the fire. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio.
A Cottonwood resident has been arrested for allegedly luring a minor and dangerous crimes against children, and there may be more victims.
Last December, Cottonwood police received a report from 19-year-old Daniel Howell that his Facebook was hacked. A 14-year-old girl threatened to report him to police after inappropriate online interaction between the two, which Howell initiated. Shortly after that, detectives learned about other victims. The investigation determined Howell was the alleged suspect and that he reported his account being hacked once he believed the underage girl was going to report him. He has been arrested and the FBI has found at least one other victim in another state. Cottonwood police detectives are currently continuing the investigation. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
The Diamondbacks host the Texas Rangers tonight with the pregame show at 6, the first pitch at 6:40 on KQ&A FM. A 30-40% chance for brief isolated showers and storms all week long, cooling after bedtime to about 65 in the Prescott Quad Cities, mostly sunny highs tomorrow through Friday around 89. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chances for spot storms, waking up tomorrow to the low 70s, daily highs around 99 all week. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQ&A.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For 3 generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hey, and this is Matt Searcher filling in for Marnie Yule here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And on a real quick programming note, unfortunately, Brenda Heath, who was supposed to be on the Chamber Spotlight section of the show. She's not going to be able to be here today. So we're going to continue to talk with Hope Hooper with the Town of Prescott Valley Parks and Recreation Department about the 40th anniversary birthday weekend or Pinnacle Weekend coming up, as well as Mountain Valley Splash, because there's a couple of things going on there. And then we'll have then after that, we'll turn it over to Tim Babcock. He is the owner of TB Relationship, I guess TB Relationship Coach. But so welcome to the show, Tim, and you know, say hello.
Hello.
And so we'll get to Tim in just a couple minutes. And so Hope, you know, to finish up our conversation with regard to the 40th anniversary weekend. If anyone wants to be a vendor or, you know, an artist or, you know, provide, you know, I know there's quite a couple food booths. If you're wanting to definitely do that type of thing, do we still have time to basically, get a permit and so forth, apply to be there for that weekend?
Yes, you do. And we've made it super easy to fill out an application. So we have the applications on our website, www.pvaz.net. And when you go to that website, you'll see on the bottom left-hand corner, there's a little icon that scrolls through different things that we have going on to give you information. And one of them says the 40th anniversary event. Click on that and you'll get everything you need to know. There's links to applications for vendors, car show enthusiasts who still want to be a part of the car show, entertainers, and food trucks. You can just click on those links. It's a fillable PDF that you can email right to us, and you can pay for that online. Or if you want, you can print it out, send us a check with your application to pay for the fees that are involved with that. And they're all a little bit, the fees are a little bit different based on what you want to do. If you have questions, give us a call, 928-759-3090, and we can walk you through, you know, how to do that, or stop by our offices at the Civic Center and we can help you.
And then what should people bring?
Well, you should bring some cash or credit card if you want to get some lunch from one of our food vendors, or grab a beer, or stop by one of the vendors or artists to get, pick up, you know, something special for you or someone you like. Bouncy castles, you're going to need to bring cash or credit card for that for the kids. So definitely make sure you're ready to pay for things if you'd like to pay for anything. The concerts are free. The event itself is free. Car show's free. So you can come and enjoy yourself without spending any money. If you want to come for the concerts, we definitely recommend grab your lawn chair or a picnic blanket so you can be comfortable out on the lawn. And other than that, you know, just bring yourself probably a hat and some sunscreen. It will hopefully be a beautiful sunny day, or beautiful sunny days, I should say.
So talk to us about the Mountain Valley Splash. I guess we're kind of getting into that end of summer.
We are.
And I say that because school starts for Humboldt Unified School District next Monday.
Yeah.
That's the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And so take it away and tell us what's going on with Mountain Valley Splash.
So we actually have something really exciting. On Thursday, we have our swim-in movie, which this year we're doing Finding Dory. And for that, we'll be setting up our outdoor movie screen at the pool. And for the regular entry fees, so for kids, it's $325, for seniors, $325, for adults, $425. That's what you'll pay to get into the pool. And you can come in and enjoy the movie. The movie will start at 7:45, or right after dark if it's still a little bit light at 7:45. And you can swim around, enjoy Finding Dory. I believe the concession stand should be open, so you can grab some concessions while you're enjoying your movie. It's a really fun time. Last year was my first time doing that event, and it was a blast.
And then is that, you said this Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday, August 2nd.
All right, so 7:45 at Mountain Valley Splash.
Mm-hmm. Get there a little bit early, because once we hit capacity for the pool, we're closed.
And then what about the postseason schedule for the Splash?
Right. So this Sunday will be our last day. So Sunday the 5th, make sure you get out for open swim, because it's going to be our last open swim. And after that, we're going to have swim team throughout the week. So if you're a Bradshaw Mountain High School and you're on the swim team, welcome to the pool. We'll also have 50 plus aerobics in the mornings on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll have and Fridays, pardon me, and then we'll have that's it for the aerobics, sorry. She does a great job. And so the aerobics will run through August 31st. So there's still time to do that and enjoy the pool. And make sure you get out this week for open swim. Again, Sunday is our last open swim from 1 to 4:30. And you can go there all week for that, as well as the pool movie.
And then pvaz.net is the website to keep tabs on everything that's going on for the 40th anniversary, and also just in general, just any information you ever wanted to know about Prescott Valley is on that website.
Oh, yes.
So, and then also, Hope, go ahead and give us the number one more time if people have questions.
If you want to call the Parks and Recreation Department about any of our events, especially the 40th event or the pool, 928-759-3090. We also have classes, activities. We do concerts, outdoor movies, all kinds of fun stuff. So keep up to date with us.
Well, thank you, Hope, for all that information. And again, pvaz.net is the website to go to. So for the Chamber Spotlight section of the show, like I mentioned earlier, we have Tim Babcock here. He's the owner. Hopefully, what is the official name of the business?
TV Relationship Coach.
Okay, so I did have that right. Okay,
yes.
Great. So tell us about what you do.
Okay.
And I know you're a relatively new member to the Chamber,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
And also, you know, on a side note, you have your ribbon cutting tomorrow, I noticed, and that's at 2 o'clock at the Chamber offices, so congratulations.
Yes, thank you for reminding me about that, because I totally forgot. I'm glad you told me, yeah, because the Chamber would have been...
I forgot to mention, I'm a Chamber ambassador, so I get these emails, so yes. All right, so take it away, Tim. Tell us about yourself.
All right, so like he said, my name is Tim Babcock from TB Relationship Coach, which is nice because I'm the owner and proprietor of it. What relationship coaching is, there are many men and women that struggle today with finding a stable relationship. Now, as a coach, my mission is to give them the skills and tools to find their ideal woman. Now, a lot of people ask me, well, what is coaching? 'Cause therapy, they try to say they overlap, but they're not. They're sort of the same, but sort of not. So let me tell you a little bit about the differences. Now, with relationship coaching, is a professional client-focused service. So where individuals are healthy, powerful, and able to achieve relationship goals. So therapy. The therapists already assume that the client needs healing. Like not to be rude or crass, but, you know, people who have bipolar, who have ADD, things like that. Coaching assumes that the client is whole, so they don't have any really, as far as therapy, they're not needing therapy at all. The therapist works with people to achieve self, understanding and emotional healing. The coach works to move people to a higher level of functioning. So they want to write a book in a weekend. You know, they say, for an example, they say, well, I come in and I want to write a book in a weekend. Help me do that. So we probably will be like, well, what kind of book are you going to write? A little kid's book or a picture book? Because if you want to be on the bestseller, it's probably not going to be able to be done in a weekend. So we give them tools and tricks to get them to realize maybe I can write a bestseller in a year or something. The therapist focuses on feelings and past events. The coach focuses on actions and the future. So we don't take them backwards. Like therapists will talk about their mother and the father and their inner child. We take them forward for a goal that moves you forward instead of backwards.
So. And in terms of, you mentioned, basically relationships and so forth. Is what you're doing in terms of coaching, is it more geared towards people trying to find that perfect relationship or people that are in a relationship or married couples, what have you? Or is it all,
yeah, it could be,
all the above?
It could be all the above. So single people, people that are in a relationship, a monogamous, happy, or one that is not monogamous, I wouldn't suggest that because that's not probably the best type of relationship, but to each his own. Married, and yeah, so all types of relationships.
And then in terms of, you know, when you're coaching a married couple, for instance, you're looking at basically ways to potentially maybe solve conflict, or is that you know, or, you know, in that realm?
Yeah, definitely in that realm. We give them, so say they have a conflict and they're saying, well, my husband doesn't clean up the house, or I yell at him because I get frustrated. And so we say, well, what could you do to help the situation or change the situation, or what could you do to maybe bring that up to him without him getting angry? So we don't solve the situation, or we're not experts in every type of relationship or financing. So we help the client move forward. We help them make their decisions to help them move forward. Not I'm giving you the answer. So because, like I said, coaches don't know everything. So we're just helping that person move forward instead of giving them the action. Well, we help them learn the action steps, so they figure out their own action steps and we guide them along.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, Tim, but when we get back, definitely want to make sure you get your contact information out there to our listening audience. So with that, we're going to, you know, take a break, sell a few things, talk of the town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A on 1130 AM and 95.5 and 99.9 FM, and on the web at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Call Gettles High Desert Mechanical, serving central and northern Arizona with fast, reliable service. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. They'll make sure your AC is ready for the summer heat. Call 928-567-2200 or go to GettlesHDM.com. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, cooling, and plumbing, repair, and service. Don't settle. Get Gettles. What I like about you.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, Rumblestone, and Rumble Wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Marnie Yule.
Hey, this is Matt Searcher for Marnie Yule here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. We're back with Tim Babcock. He is the owner of TB Relationship Coach. And so, Tim, I'm going to have you just take it away. Give us your contact information if anyone's interested in, you know, what you do in terms of being a relationship coach and feels like, you know, I definitely need a little bit of coaching in my relationship or, you know, what have you, go for it.
Sure. My phone number is 916-337-6964, and my email address will be tjbabcock76@yahoo.com.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Tim. Thank you very much for taking the time out of your schedule to be here today. Thank you for being a member of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce. Looking forward, if hopefully I will get a chance to get to your ribbon cutting tomorrow, but ribbon cutting again tomorrow for Tim at the Prescott Valley Chamber office at 2 p.m. And so with that, we're going to close things out. But you've been listening to the Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I still have a little bit of time, so. But you know, want to make sure that I reiterate, you know, the Finding Dory at Mountain Valley Splash. That's going to be on Thursday at 7:45, and that's at Mountain Valley Splash at Mountain Valley Park. And so, watch Finding Dory while you're sitting in the water. That has to be an interesting experience. I'm glad I'm glad it's not Jaws, because I think that would be really scary. So, well, with that, I'm going to close things out here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Again, this is Matt Zercher filling in for Marnie Yule, and you've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM, and on the World Wide Web at KQNA.com. We'll see you next week on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.